Dialogue. A three-year peace-building process has been initiated to unite the warring Tugen, Ilchamus and Pokot communities living in Baringo County. The initiative, dubbed Dialogue and Not Guns, is the path to peace, which is being spearheaded by Anglican Development Services, ADS Kenya, seeks to promote dialogue and reconciliation among the three communities who have been at loggerheads for long. Speaking during the commissioning of over 100 opinion leaders selected from the warring communities at Kenya Forest Research Institute, KEFRI, in Marigat Town, Anglican Churches of Kenya, AK, Archbishop Jackson Ol Sapit stated that the perennial conflict will end when residents learn to love and value each other. Sapit noted that the church has a leading role to guide members of the affected communities towards healing and reconciliation following renewed animosity which has made thousands flee their ancestral homes as others become widowed and orphaned due to senseless killings by armed bandits. The Archbishop, while receiving a 19-point memorandum from the group which will become peace ambassadors at the grassroots, advised residents to do good at all times and shun practices that hamper them from getting development. How I hope that soon the criminals will turn the guns into farming tools, because when we are peaceful, we can do positive things, he said. Sapit was accompanied by RT Rev Musa Cameron, Baringo, RT Rev David Labalea of Mararal and other local leaders, including County Executive for Devolution Panina Bartone, her youth affairs counterpart Maureen Lee Mashep, Simo Soy Ward MCA Michael Cheban and John Engwo of Simo Kipsaraman, who joined the Archbishop in touring Moinonan IDP camp in Baringo North and Chapilit in TRT East sub-counties, thereafter the laying of a foundation stone for AK Larecho in Marigat Ward. The AK church leader stated that they are working closely with both the county and national government as well as other peace actors in championing the community-led dialogue process. Lee Mashep, who urged residents of TRT to embrace churches, also advised parents to enroll all the children in school as a way of transforming the region. She argued that the county will not develop if residents don't change their mindset and forego harmful retrogressive cultural practices which will not benefit them in the long run. Bartone challenged residents to avoid the negative tagging of an entire community, but instead identify the few criminals amongst them, because they are the ones causing the county to lag behind in terms of development compared to other regions. Some of the proposals raised by the Peace Steering Committee include fostering of peace and cohesion meetings, psychosocial support, provisions of bursaries to affected families, respect of colonial boundaries and forced schooling campaign as a long-term solution to banditry in Baringo.